And however, that's probably my more immediate concern. I'm finding it more challenging to retain. We're able to recruit well. Retaining them over time, I'm really running into this on the NSA side right now, where how do you retain high-end, very exquisite civilian talent for extended periods of time?
Well, I'd be delighted to work with you over the next year on that.
Ma'am.
Director Clapper, I was very interested in your opening remarks and the initial conversation you were having about the Russian hack onto the DNC and to various personnel's emails. And the question of whether it was a declaration of war, and given that that is such a serious statement, I want to ask you, do you think we should take things like the Democratic Republican Party infrastructure and consider them to be critical infrastructure? Should we actually be looking at our infrastructure differently since because of this recent event?
That's been a subject of discussion about whether that our political infrastructure should be considered critical infrastructure. Mm-hmm. I know Secretary Johnson's had a discussion with state officials about that, and there's some pushback on doing that. So it's a policy call. Whatever additional protections that such declaration would afford, I think that would be a good thing. But whether or not we should do that or not is really not a call for the intelligence community to make.
Well, I hope it's one that the members here on this committee will discuss, because if it does result in such a grave intrusion, maybe it should be critical infrastructure, and certainly politics and political parties are not set up that way. And so it would be quite a significant change. Thank you.
Director Clapper has to leave in about 20 minutes, so we'll enforce the time. Senator Tillis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and gentlemen, thank you all for your service. I, for one, have high confidence in the community that you represent, and I hope that they recognize that I speak for most of the senators here that share the same view. Director Clapper, I'm going to spend most of my time probably reflecting on some of the comments that you've made. The glass house comment is something I think is very important. There's been research done by a professor up at Carnegie Mellon that's estimated that the United States has been involved in one way or another in 81 different elections since World War II. That doesn't include coups or regime changes. So tangible evidence where we've tried to affect an outcome to our purpose. Russia's done it some 36 times. In fact, when Russia apparently was trying to influence our election, we had the Israelis accusing us of trying to influence their election. So I'm not here to talk about that, but I am here to say that we live in a big glass house and there are a lot of rocks to throw, and I think that's consistent with what you said on other matters. I want to get back to the purpose of the meeting, the foreign cyber threats. I think Admiral Rogers and Director Clapper, you all have this very difficult thing to communicate to policy people who may not have subject matter expertise in this space. For example, Director Clapper, you were saying that one of the problems with a counterattack, I think it was you, it could have been Admiral Rogers, is that you may have to use an asset that's actually a presence on some other nation where that nation may or may not know that we have a presence there. In fact, we have presences across cyberspace that are not known, that is a part of a counterattack. The part of the counterattack could be nothing more than exposing our presences, because we know a lot of our adversaries may or may not be aware of presences that we have out there in inappropriate locations. Is that correct?
Yes, and I think you've succinctly illustrated the complexities that you run into here.
Yeah, and so that is why, as thrilling as somebody who's written the precursors to phishing code before and stolen passwords as a part of ethical hack testing, so I was paid to do this, that underscores the need for us to really be educated about the nature of this battle space and how more often than not it's probably more prudent to seek a response that isn't a cyber response, given the fluid nature. I mean, we're in an environment now where we see a threat, And we build a weapon system. It's on the water, it's in the air, it's on the ground. And then we kind of counter that threat, and we come up with war plans to use that capability. In cyberspace, major weapon systems get created in 24-hour cycles. You have no earthly idea whether or not you have a defensive capability against them. So if you all of a sudden think, let's go declare war in cyberspace, be careful what you ask for, because collectively you could have, there are 30 nations right now that have some level of cyber capability. There are four or five of them that are near peer to the United States. There are two or three that I think are very threatening and in some cases probably have superior capabilities to us in terms of presences. Maybe not as sophisticated, but potentially in a cyber context, more lethal. So I think, you know, there are a lot of questions. One of the beauties of being a freshman, I guess now I'm not a freshman, being at the end of the dais, all the good questions have been asked. But one of the things that I would suggest that we do is we as members really get educated on the nature of this threat and the manner in which we go about fighting it, and understanding that the iterative nature of weapons creations on the internet are unlike anything we've seen in recorded human history for warfare. And we need to understand that. Yeah. We also need to understand what the rules of engagement are going to be and how future AUMFs actually include a specific treatment for behaviors that are considered acts of war, and then a whole litany of things that we should do for appropriate responses so that we can begin to make more tangible the consequences of inappropriate behavior in cyberspace. And so that's not so much a diatribe, but it probably is a speech, Mr. Chair. The last thing I'll leave you with is, Admiral Rogers, I'd like for my office to get with you and continue to talk about how we get these bright people retained and recruited to stay up to speed with developing these threats. We need to understand that they are the secret to creating these weapon systems to counter the malicious acts like Russia, China, Iran, and a number of other nations are trying to develop against us. Thank you.
Senator Rono.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you.